The fifth global conference on the elimination of child labour is taking place in Durban. It started yesterday and it's on all of this week. The president spoke yesterday at the conference. He said that 8.9 million children will be forced into child labour by the end of 2022. And without a conscious effort to achieve social justice, we'll struggle to eliminate child labour. Vulnerable young people across the world are looking to all of us to emerge from Durban with actions that will radically change their lives. Temin Kosim Kalipi is the Deputy DG in the Department of Employment and Labour. Deputy DG, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. Child labour in South Africa manifests somewhat differently to how it does across the world, and this obviously is on the agenda.
Yes, it does. It does manifest differently in South Africa. And it's not as rife as in other parts of Africa, here in South Africa, but it does take place in different formats.
And that, as the president was saying, manifests in a way where we see children in domestic servitude to families and relatives, where they're prevented from attending school. They have to do household work. And this remains child labour and something that is of extreme concern.
It is child labour. Any labour that a child does that affects the child's ability to be able to grow as a child, the ability to study, and any work that affects the health and safety of a child becomes child labour. It does not matter where it's performed.
So the fifth global conference on the elimination of child labour is taking place in South Africa this week. What are your expectations around it?
Well, I mean, this is the fifth global conference. We expect out of this conference that a decision be taken, clear decision and steps to be taken by different countries to eliminate. The previous conferences have not had a clear decision. What is it that needed to be done by when? Remember, in terms of the global targets, we've got until what, 2030 to eliminate child labour. And we are far from that. Therefore, our most important issue is that there's got to be clear actions that need to be taken by different countries. It's not going to be easy, but that's what we're aiming.
And in us hosting this event, are you hoping South Africa will play a leadership role in establishing the outcomes?
We've already played. Remember, these international events, the outcomes is a part of a discussion that has taken place well before the conference. Therefore, we've been part of that process. Now, we are at the end of that process. We hope that our input that was made in all the deliberation that has been taking place internationally on this will culminate in a document that will give clear direction on what needs to be done.
DDG, thank you very much for your time. That's the DDG in the Department of Employment and Labour, Temin Kosi Mkalipi, speaking to us there about the fifth global conference on the elimination of child labour. It's taking place in Durban this week.